appear at and sit at the table to do the bargaining. The legal office does not sit at the table. We provide legal support as needed, and unless there's a different direction, I expect that that will continue. It's been very effective in the past, and I expect that will continue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's going very well.
Thank you.
And I really enjoyed our discussion yesterday. I think most of the questions I had have been covered except one, and that is on, and I mentioned this to you yesterday, when both Director Yank and Deputy Director Schwartz came before Rules Committee, I asked both of them how the department was going to simplify the hiring process through HR Mod. And even though its budget has been eliminated, and yesterday you and I talked about how sometimes it is very, very difficult for people who would be interested in a state job to even find anything online. And so could you explain what role you will have with HR Mod and how you will help simplify the process for the people of the state of California?
Yes. Technically, as you know, when CalHR was created, HR Mod was dissolved, but the program goals of HR Mod were not, and neither were the people, many of the people who are very committed to that work who are still at DPA. And we have a big commitment at DPA to continue with workforce planning, as well as we're very focused on both. Although we are not the SBB, and SBB will continue, we will be involved in the hiring part of it, and so we have a lot of ideas that we would like to put forward to try to see what we can do to improve that hiring process. One of the ideas that HR Mod was working on was the Bureau of Labor Statistics has a large category of classifications that almost everybody in the nation uses that are very easy to search. And what we were in the process of doing and what we hope to continue doing is to link those to the SBB website so that if you know what the classification is or the term that you're searching for, when you put it in, it will get the appropriate jobs for that classification. And I having struggled with the site, think that will help solve the problem and it will be very helpful. Thank you.
Very good. Witnesses in support of the nomination.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you all. My name is David Miller. I'm with the California Association of Professional Scientists. We represent all the scientists throughout state service, bargaining unit 10. And I have also been a longtime employee at the Department of Toxic Substances Control. So I've had the pleasure of working there with Joan for many years prior to her appointment over at DPA. And, you know, I could go through my whole long list of superlatives, but what it really comes down to is Joan understands government, she understands management, supervision. She understands what public employees go through. She understands what our stakeholders and our public are looking for. And she's always focused on trying to solve problems, trying to find the real solutions that are meaningful, that are legally defensible, that are practical, but ultimately that are the right solution. And working in partnership, collaboration with others, not just finding what's the legal expedient for the moment. So if we're trying to move toward partnership to have a more effective, efficient state government, Joan's the person we want to see in that job. Thank you.
Very well said. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Good afternoon. My name is Ed Lowry, and I'm speaking here as the former director of the Department of Toxic Substances Control. I had that position from 1999 to 2004. I had the distinct pleasure and advantage of having Joan as our lawyer involved in all matters related to employee relations. She gave all her efforts. She did terrific work, great advice. She gave bad news with a good sense of humor. And the statements you've heard about trying to reach solutions, I could not amplify more. She's a terrific choice, and the state will do very well with her in that position.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Pat Whalen, Ellison Wilson Advocacy, here on behalf of CASE. We represent the attorneys, judges, and other legal professionals that work for the state. We regularly go toe-to-toe with the attorneys that work under Ms. Markoff, and I've had the opportunity to sit across the table from her and discuss a number of issues, and I can say she is no pushover. Quite the contrary, she is an intelligent and formidable adversary, but I think she's also fair, honest, and respectful. And I think in this era when the state is having to deliver more and more bad news to employees, she has the qualities that will enable her to do that in a way that will indeed restore the relationship between employer and employee, and we heartily recommend the confirmation.
Nicely said as well. Thank you very much. Are there any witnesses in opposition? Maddie Hanna, you want to? Just kidding. No witnesses in opposition. It's a pleasure. You know somebody personally through the years, and then you get to hear what their professional associates say about them in a public setting, and it's very nice to hear.
Thank you.
All of that, and your presentation was very good as well. Very happy to support the nomination. Senator Dutton will move, and we'll call the roll.
Senator Zahlquist?
Aye.
Zahlquist, aye. De Leon? Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Welcome, Ron Yank, as well, and congratulations on the... We're not sure we're going to let you go, but it's all right. Congratulations. Joan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. We have just a little bit more business. On file item one, there's one slight change to the reference of bills. Does that have to be stated on the...
It's AB 1073. You would strike the referral to Natural Resources Committee and simply refer it to Energy Utilities.
Very good. Okay, so with that change, we have any items that any of the members want to take up separately? You all right there? So that's file items. I'll take a motion from Senator Dutton on file items 1 and 3 through 9. All right, without objection, we'll substitute the unanimous roll call on those items. I understand. Okay, let's call the roll on the items then. That's fine. Go ahead.
Senator Zahlquist?
Aye.
Zahlquist, aye. De Leon? Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
All right, that passes 4-0. That ends the regular session. We do have an executive session. And again, the